This is Senator Mitch McConnell. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, on News Radio 840 WHAS.
It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage powered by Allen Electric. Our full News Radio 840 WHAS Derby crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, here are your hosts for Derby Day 141, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
Well, it's going to be a great day, and I don't think that we've ever, since I've been doing anything on the backside of Triple Downs, a better week than we had this week. And you can just put this in a bottle and we'll take it every year. It's been absolutely perfect. It's going to be another perfect day. 0% chance of rain.
Yeah, yesterday was a spectacular day. Weather-wise, the entire week has been beautiful, and it looks like it's going to hold up through today.
Happy birthday to you.
It always hits during Derby week, and I'm always too busy to celebrate it. That's why I don't really know how many birthdays I've had. But, yeah, sometimes it hits on Derby Day, as it does today, and it's kind of an extra special thrill. I'm throwing a party for my best friends in the infield. They're all out there and on their way, and we're going to have a big day of it.
Let's head over to the barns, the backside at Churchill Downs, with Lachlan McLean doing his final Derby coverage.
And I got to tell you guys, on the way, I might have already had my best Derby memory. A stretch white limo pulled up, and out of it, you know, like in the circus and the clown car and the clowns keep coming out, it was all women in sundresses. And they just kept coming out one after another, after another, after another. So my Derby's already good to go. I'm in the books, and I don't even need to see a horse race, and I've had the best Derby ever.
Gary Gupton's hanging around some good folks here on the Derby station. Gary?
Juliet, it's hard for me to tell whether you've got the best seat in the house or the worst seat in the house. Now, you're right here. You can see the paddock. You can see all the people coming and going. We're just sitting on a huge slab of concrete.
Gary, I have the best seat in the house. We've been doing this for 27 years. We have access to the television. We have access to Millionaire's Row. If it rains, we get right underneath there. Bear booth right here. And when the race starts, we stand on the wall so we can see everything. We have the best seat in the house.
So how did this tradition begin?
Well, we always came out with family and friends for years in the infield, and it started to dwindle down. And so one year we got out here really, really early, and I said, I'm just going to sit right here and see what happens, and this is where we stay.
So what time do you have to get here to get the best seat in the house?
8 o'clock.
And you'll hold it until the last race or through the Derby? How late will you stay?
We will stay until they kick us out.
From the best seat in the house, it's Gary Gupton on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Terry Miners is having a great time of joy, I'm sure, somewhere out there, Terry.
There's a team assembled here in the infield, and they've got one of my favorite numbers, number 15, everybody's wearing on their backs. Who are you, sir?
I'm John Packwood.
John, what's up?
Just a little drinking.
Why is everybody wearing a 15 on their shirts? The Magical Bus Tour.
So the Magical Bus Tour started 15 years ago, and this is our 15th tour of coming to Derby with a group.
In 2015, it works out.
The math is easy.
Okay, so what horse is coming out of the 15 hole in the Derby? Surely you've looked.
Surely I have not yet. I don't focus on that till about another hour or so.
Exactly. It's going to be a little while, and then you are clearly going to put some money down on number 15.
Number 15, I'm also going to bet the 10-18 because that came in about 10 years ago, and I didn't bet it, and it's my anniversary. I lost $3,000.
So. And she hasn't forgotten, has she?
She has not forgotten. I believe 18's the favorite, so we're looking at 10-18.
Did you literally travel here on a bus together?
We did.
Okay.
A school bus.
Who's the bus driver?
George.
And does George stay outside the downs and just keep the bus running?
George is at the bus out of Papa John's parking lot all day long.
George is a good guy to do that, to let the rest of you go, and he's your DD.
He's our DD.
That's perfect. I'm Terry Miners on the Derby Station, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Leland Conway's out amongst the throng right now. Leland, what you got?
Well, I am in the infield, which, let's see, I don't know, it's already getting to be a big party out here, and it's absolutely, you guys have set up right in front of the biggest TV in the world. I found a couple of pirates. What's the get up here? We got a pirate hat, and you even have a parrot on your shoulder named Todd, is that right?
Todd, yes, he drinks a whole lot of brew. It costs me about an extra $3 a week.
Excellent. What are you guys' names?
I'm Lewis Grant.
And I'm Richard Jr.
Excellent. You guys from here in Louisville?
I am. He's from Pensacola.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. Now, how many derbies have you guys been to?
15 in a row for me.
I'm going to say probably 10 for me.
10 for you guys? You always come brush as Pirates?
I actually thought this up. Wasted one night.
So I noticed you guys set up your chairs like literally right in front of the world's biggest TV. So even if you know you actually kind of got a little bit of view of the backside of turn two there. Plus, did you get the TV? Pretty good spot, huh?
Absolutely, this is the best spot.
Excellent. Out of 15 years, maybe the best you've had so far.
I get this spot every year.
Your parrot pick it?
My parrot picked it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. All right, back to you on the Derby Station News Radio 840 WHAF.
Let's head over to Vicki Rogers, who's with the Stars and the governor of the Commonwealth. Vicki?
Here, can we talk to you, please? Come on over and say hi to us. How are you? It is so great to see you again.
Thank you. What a great day, huh?
Did you order the weather, Governor?
Yes. Now, Jane said she's taking credit for it. But, man, what a great weekend. I bet we set another attendance record today.
Absolutely. Who do you like in the Derby?
We're going to go with Dortmund. Here's why. There's a real secret to this. Okay? Our first year as governor was 2008. Big Brown won. Big Brown's the sire of Dortmund. So this year, this is our eighth year as governor and first lady. And what post position is Dortmund coming out of? Eight.
So you had a couple thousand dollars put on that, right?
Oh, well, maybe the state treasury. Yeah. What do you think? No taxpayers, I will not do that.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and thank you for bringing this, just being here with us and talking to us. You're awesome. We love you.
Well, this is a great day for all of us. You know, horses are in our DNA, as well as Kentucky bourbon. So today is a great time to celebrate both.
The honorary Governor Brashear and his wife. I love you guys. Happy Derby.
Well, let's see what's going on with our friend Tony Bonetti out amongst the people.
All right, there are people that do it right, and then there's people that do it really right. All right, I've never seen this before. Backside, of course, some people watching, they used to watch the races on the big screen, or they'd have like a little TV out here. What do you got this going on? What's the setup you got here?
Well, it is haphazard. It is an antenna hung up in a tree, and everybody watches the race from the rail. And as soon as they go out of sight, everybody turns around and watches it on the television, which, as it turns out, is a better picture than trying to see through the infield to the finish.
What is your name?
My name's Jim.
Okay, what is the name of the poor girl that was climbed into the tree, and when it wasn't a good signal, you were all screaming at her, "Hold it there!"
That is Sarah. She is our audio-video specialist. We keep her on retainer throughout the weekend.
I love it. You don't mind getting yelled at, do you?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all.
Did they ask you who can climb a tree?
I volunteered. I jumped right up there.
I love it. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
All right. They are doing it right here, folks. There's no doubt about it. Tony Bonetti here roaming around, doing my thing, having a lot of fun with some folks here on the Derby Station, guys. News Radio 840. WHA.
Let's head over to Lachlan McLean. Lach, I want to get your picks, too, because this may be our final chance here.
I'm going to pick American Pharoah in Derby 141. People who know horse racing are using superlatives about this horse that you rarely hear, terms like best ever. And I'm going to ride with the favorite who's won four of the last 8 years. I can't throw out Dortmund, so as boring as it is to put the top two in my top two, that's what I'm doing as well. And I'm going to close out with Upstart to go in third. So American Pharoah, Dortmund, and Upstart, my top three for Derby 141. Guys, it has been an absolute pleasure out here on the backside. An honor to cover this event for the 11 years I've done so for 840 WHAS. For the last time, I'll sign off live from the backside. I'm Lachlan McLean for News Radio 840 WHAS, the Derby Station.
All right, we don't want to leave without getting our picks in, and Jody Demling will start with you.
Dortmund first. I'm going to say Frosted and American Pharoah on second. And I'm going to give you a bomb that I think has a chance to bust up the superfecta. And then that's Nicholas Pizzito from Mento at 80-1. At 80-1, that horse should never be above 50-1. He is not one of the best horses in the race, but he's got a chance to get up there in the end. He's going to be running late.
I say American Pharoah will be the winner over Carpe Diem. I still think that bluegrass race means something. Dortmund will fade to third with Far Right finishing up in the superfecta.
I'm going with Carpe Diem. I think he's been really overshadowed by American Pharoah and Dortmund. I think he'd be a superstar any other year. I'm going with Carpe Diem with Dortmund second. Firing Line after those two close losses to Dortmund. Won't beat him again, but he will be third. And my horse to come flying late to bust into the superfecta is Far Right to finish up fourth in the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby. And American Pharoah broke OK's on the outside of horses, and Dortmund is out even better, and Carpe Diem is there, and Firing Line's in the early mix, too. It's going to be Dortmund to set the pace here in the Kentucky Derby. Here comes American Pharoah, and he sweeps up on the far outside, and they're into the stretch, and it's American Pharoah who has taken the lead on the outside. In between horses is Firing Line. Dortmund is down at the rail as they come into the final furlong. American Pharoah, Firing Line, not done yet. And these two come into the final 16th. It's American Pharoah in front. Firing Line. Dortmund is third. Frosted is fourth. Coming to the finish, American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Kentucky Derby.